When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is a football Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how we feeling?
Spike Lee, feeling pretty good. My chiclets are light, bright, and white.
Oh, there we go.
They are.
It's important today.
That is important. Jackie Baseball, hang in there. It's only day two.
A free agency?
Yes.
Okay. No, I like still it. We got some exciting rumors out there.
Yeah. Holla at your boy, man. Let's go. It's Friday. It is a football Friday.
It is a very special football Friday. We're at Lansdale Family Dentistry, the Do That Dental Group here in Lansdale, of course.
What?
Do that.
Yeah.
Did you steal that from somewhere?
Of course
I give
did.
You credit?
Yeah, I don't even know where I stole it from. That's the worst part.
So this is their fourth year with the Eagles, supporting the Eagles Autism Foundation. It's a big day today. If you're in the area, or even if you're a little far away, you might want to come over. There's a whole big setup outside. There's food from Philly Pretzel Factory in Plymouth Meeting, Harvest in North Wales. So thanks to Sean and Rob there. So there'll be food. There'll be drinks. There'll be Reed Blankenship will be here. He'll be here with us from 4 to 4:30, but then we'll be taking pictures and signing autographs 4:30 to 6.
Yep. So, and teeth cleanings that you are performing.
Yeah, I'm performing?
Yeah, you are, yeah.
What do you think, Doc? Yeah, can I do it? Can I do it? He says yes.
Awesome.
And they are accepting new patients here.
Yes.
So PhiladelphiaEaglesDentist.com. So
yes,
we will be here all day long, and they've been very nice to us so far, except for one person who said we were annoying, but we will let that one
slide.
She's
a big fan of the show.
Yeah. I will say this. We did this last year at a different office location.
Yes.
And don't be – I would say this – open your mind to being able to come out and have a good time. And it's a dentist's office, but you...
Don't be afraid.
Yes. Don't be afraid.
Yes.
This is a real live party atmosphere,
It's
too.
A party.
Yeah.
It's a party of the dentist.
And as it gets closer to Reed being out here, it gets a little, you get more of the after-work crew.
Yes.
You know, our age, they want to come out here, the people that hang out from 4 to 8.
Your generation.
Yeah, my generation of people. Yes, my generation of people. Yes. And we hang out from 4 to 8. On a Friday.
Bedtime's
8:30. Yes.
What time's supper? 4:30?
And by the way, final thing, it is beautiful outside today. Oh, it actually feels like
it's never going to rain again.
A fall day. I don't think it's rained for 2 months.
I don't think it's rained in 35 days.
That is crazy.
September 28th, I believe.
Really? My lawn looks terrible. I just want to get that out there. My lawn
I watch
looks
the news all the time.
Yeah, I forgot. You're a big 11 o'clock news guy.
So we've got a huge show on the radio as well. As usual, since it's Friday, Nick Kostos will join us right around 2:40, give you your picks for the weekend. By the way, I'm confident in my picks for this weekend. I just want to get that out there.
Congratulations.
Elliot will join us at 3. We will unfortunately have our game day forecast with Tornado Shapiro at 3:30. He's just sort of butt his way into the show.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, are you?
It was in a dome.
Yeah, well, you never know. 50-50. It may rain, it may not. Reed Blankenship joins us at 4, Jaws at 4:30, then the top 5 at 5, and then Brent Celek will join us at 5:30.
Ah, BC.
Yeah, well, Brent Celek's hanging out with Jack tomorrow, so we'll get the info on that.
Why did you say it in that kind of tone?
I said it in
a
total.
Oh, we feel bad for Brent.
Yeah.
You got to hang out with Jack tomorrow.
Well, they're coming out to see Brent, and you're just there.
Yeah.
Who's that guy? You know, I don't even get that whole bit. They could have just sent Brent.
I totally agree.
Nobody wants to hear about the baseball career. And
yeah.
All that.
Oh, I played Division III baseball. Yeah. Blah blah blah. 9 ERA, so on and so forth. So, all right. So, it is. We have Dallas on Sunday, guys.
Yes.
Oh.
Dallas, and in the last hour, I've become Eagles are 7.5-point favorite. I think still. Are you hearing that noise?
I am.
All right, I'm going to take my headphone out so I don't have to hear the noise. There we go.
Yep,
I've become a little nervous about the game. Well, I think we're 7.5-point favorites over the last hour and a half or so. So, and let me explain why. So the first thing was, by the way, a classic Nick Sirianni moment in that Nick, if you haven't heard, Nick was doing his press conference today and said something to the effect of Jalen's dealing with an ankle, so on and so forth. And everyone just sort of looked at each other because in yesterday's injury report, the reason they said that Jalen didn't play was due to rest.
Right.
And they questioned him and they were like, nah, he was on for rest. And Nick goes, yeah, I guess I was thinking of something else. But since then, Tim McManus has reported that Jalen's been dealing with an ankle for the last 2-3 weeks, something like that. So he's been dealing with it, continues to deal with it, and they nurse it. But here's where I am on it. And I think it's the whole week that we've talked about it coming up to today is where I've gotten here. So we've been talking all week about Saquon's workload and them needing to back a little bit off of Saquon because he's on pace for almost 400 touches.
Yeah.
And the thing that we all assumed is that happens one of two ways. Either it's Kenny Gainwell, which everybody sort of frowns on, or that Jalen throws the ball more. And here we are with Jalen with an ankle thing, which to me would mean that at some point possibly that limits his mobility, because one of the big advantages of Jalen, especially since the bye week, is that he's been running more efficiently, those things. So we start thinking about Jalen. I start thinking about Jalen throwing the ball more, the combination of the ankle and, you know, backing off of Saquon a little bit. And this is not just my fear with this game, is that with my fear with Jalen overall, is that everything is going well now, but there will be games where Jalen is going to have to air it out a little bit. And quite honestly, he's done a good job the last four games of not putting the ball in harm's way, I guess except for the last game a little bit. He didn't have a turnover, but he did throw a couple of passes like that. And to be honest with you, I don't really trust him throwing the ball a lot, whether he has the full complement of receivers or not. You know, Goddard will be back. It looks like AJ will play. Devontae has had a little hamstring thing this week.
We'll be at full strength.
We'll be at full strength. And if I'm being honest, I don't feel good about him throwing the ball more. I feel good with him in this particular role, but my worry with him, not just in this game, but moving forward, is that you're not always going to be able to play football the way they're playing it right now. There will be a game where they're down 14 to nothing, right? Or there'll be a game where they're playing a high-powered offense that is scoring a lot of points. And this way will not work every week, and I don't trust Jalen Hurts throwing the ball more.
Well, here's the thing. Knuckle up, buttercup.
Oh, God.
Yeah, stop being soft.
It's going to be one of those days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's going to be one of those days.
Okay, that's okay.
Let's go ahead and start it right from the beginning.
That's okay.
Yeah, because I don't want to hear this fear factor nonsense.
Okay.
Listen, Jalen, if it's required of him to throw the ball a little bit more because he's not as mobile, then here's where I'm at. I'm not about to lower my expectation. He's shown me over the last 4 weeks that I can start to put my trust back into him throwing the football. I know he had a couple plays last week that could have went the other way. I understand that. That's going to happen in the game. But I don't see careless and reckless play from him. So I'm okay with that. You know, if the defense makes a great play and they happen to get an interception or what have you, hats off to them, give them credit. I'm more critical and more concerned when he's not playing smart football. He's not playing heady football. He's trying to do too much as opposed to allowing the game to come to him. So I think he's shown over the last 4 weeks that when he has to throw the ball, he's been able to play within the framework of the offense, go through his progressions. He's not leaving the pocket early. So I feel more confident about him throwing the ball. Now, does that mean I want him to come out and throw the ball 35 to 40 times? No, that's not what I'm saying. And hopefully that's not the case Sunday. And see, I'm one of these people that I'm giving Cooper Rush and the Dallas Cowboys a little bit more of a puncher's chance than it seems like a lot of people are. And that's not me trying to do any type of reverse psychology or hedging or any of that.
No, they've won games with him.
And they're playing at home. And we haven't won down there in 7 years. So these are all things that if you're not playing your best football, you can find yourself in a one-possession game in the fourth quarter on the road in Dallas against the backup quarterback. And now you're in a dogfight. So I'm trying to avoid that. And so with that, I'll say you come out with the same formula for success that you've shown over the last 4 weeks. But if Jalen has to throw the ball, which he may have to on the road, we got everybody back this week. We got Dallas. In Dallas, Goddard.
Yeah, he should have to change his name this week.
We got Devontae. You got AJ, who seems to be pretty good. And, of course, we got Saquon Barkley. I'm good. I'm good.
He has to throw the ball, air it out a little bit. You feel all right about it.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Yeah, and again, I'm with you. I'm not talking about throwing it 40 times, but he's never going to be that guy. And the last thing I'd say about the concern, it's really not, though the turnovers are part of it, and the turnovers would be huge.
That was the biggest thing for me.
Yes.
Was the turnovers.
And it's almost like the way that he has played recently is a lot to me part of the way that they've been playing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think he's been better in part because he has to do less. And to me, it's less about the turnovers and more about leaving plays out there. That's the way that I see it. It's less about, and the turnovers are a concern, of course. It's less about that and more about, hey, is there a play there to be made? And if there's a play there to be made, is he going to make it? And are they going to score points on that play? Or are we going to leave those plays out on the field? Because that's almost when those turnovers, then you end up in a 3rd and 8 and, you know, and he's holding the ball and that sort of stuff. It's the plays almost earlier in downs that make me a little bit more worried than the 3rd and long and the those sorts of things where we get into trouble. 215-592-9494. Are you worried about if Jalen Hurts has to throw the ball more in this game and moving forward? Jack, how are you? Well, I guess I know how you feel about it.
Well, it makes me actually more worried about who he is as a player, because part of what Jalen, why he's looked so good the last couple weeks, I think has to do with him being able to run the ball again. And being more active from that. So if he's limited in that capacity, then I'm terrified of him throwing the ball more. I don't want that. And it does make me start thinking about his future. I mean, is this something we're going to have to deal with every single year?
Him getting hurt.
Hurt. Him getting banged up. And
welcome to football.
Yeah, but if he's never going to be the passer out of the pocket, then this is something we're going to have to deal with every single year.
I don't know. Plays football. Guys get banged up.
Well,
you can play through injuries, and you know every injury isn't the same, right? You know, Mahomes rolled his ankle Monday night. Stuff happens. Like, stuff happens in games. Can you play through injuries? Is there something that's stopping you from being effective as a player? I'll say,
why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If he's been dealing with an ankle injury for several weeks,
yeah.
It hasn't stopped them from calling running plays with him.
We haven't noticed.
Yeah.
To his credit, we have not noticed. We have not noticed.
So I don't know how severe it is. Maybe Howard is maybe Howard's on to something.
Easy.
Maybe
he's not on to squat.
Yeah. By the way, we'll get to that.
By the way, apparently it was Tribe Called Quest. They came up with the do that thing.
Oh, sure it is. Yes. It is Tribe Called Quest. Yeah.
So tip of my tongue.
Yeah. Q-tip and Fife. Listen, don't disrespect Tribe.
No. Don't. Yeah.
I didn't disrespect. Okay. I have no idea about their music.
Okay.
That's the joke.
Okay.
Take a deep breath.
Well, you would know Scenario, right?
No.
Here we go, yo.
Man. Are you kidding me?
I know that song.
What's a Scenario? You know that song, right?
I know that song.
All right.
Those are my guys.
Oh, all right.
And don't ask me about Wu-Tang. I have no idea.
Why would I ask you about Wu-Tang?
Well, I feel like Wu-Tang and Tribe Called Quest are
similar.
The 90s rap group?
It's from the same era.
From New York, from both 90s, yes.
So you're getting so offended.
Well, they don't sound at all like
that. I don't care how they sound.
Okay. Well, right. You didn't have any idea. So I don't want to lose this either. It is Dallas week.
Oh.
And we have Dallas. We have Cowboys Eagles on Sunday. So we will do a next question today. There is no prize aside from being a Foxhole guy. And we want you to tell this story. You know, we want you to use your emotion when you're telling us this. So for
you crying.
Yeah. For next question today, we just want to know what your favorite Eagles Cowboys moment is. That's it. So are you confident with Jalen throwing the ball more, A? And then next question will be, what is your favorite Eagles-Cowboys moment? 215-592-9494. Jack, what is your favorite Eagles-Cowboys moment?
Well, you know me. This is a really meaningful week for me. And I would say in my entire life
he's the worst.
Of just so much memories between these two,
yep.
The one that really jumps out, and I know it's not going to be a vintage one, but for me it was personal, is when Sam Bradford threw the walk-off to Jordan Matthews in Dallas. I was in college. Me and my friend immediately hit the bar, and it was a party at the bar.
Well, but Sue, so I'm going to give you credit there.
Was that a Monday night game?
It was a Sunday night game.
And the reason I'm going to give you credit is that is not an all-time Cowboys moment.
Not even close.
But it meant something to you.
Yes.
And that is what this, you know, if everyone talked about the most famous 10, I think everyone would have the same 10. But it's more about the moment for you. Ike, you have a favorite Eagles-Cowboys moment?
I got a couple.
Yeah?
I got a couple. I was going to go with the pickle juice game. Everybody expects you to go with the pickle juice game.
Pickle juice game's a good one.
It is a good one. But here's one I'll go with. And it's not even it's a memorable game, but it has several different things in there.
Sure.
That are memorable. But what sticks out to me is being a part of a win, the first win, for a coach who could go down with the most wins in the history of the game.
One Andy Reid.
Andy Reid.
And what was the setup for this?
His first win came against the Dallas Cowboys.
And was Doug the quarterback?
Yep, Doug Peterson was the quarterback. In 1999, 14-10, we were trailing, and I believe Charles Johnson scored the go-ahead touchdown in that game. To lead us to victory, and I think we won 14-10. Like I said, it was Coach Reed's first game. I still have the game ball because every player got a game ball for that game.
Aww.
So I still have the game ball.
There you go, Coach.
What is that?
Coach giving everybody game balls.
He gave everybody game balls first.
Yeah, come on. They say Andy Reid doesn't have a heart. Look at that. Come on.
Yeah, so
there's enough game balls to go around? I mean, that's almost
That's a lot of game balls. They have them ready at the end of the game, or
no,
did you get
No, that's one of those things. It's in your locker by Wednesday.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's in your locker by Wednesday.
Start passing it out after the game.
Yeah, you didn't pass them yet. I'm sorry. You have to be clarified. You didn't pass out 53 game balls at the end of the game.
That would have taken a while.
Yes.
So mine is, people know this game, but I remember it very specifically because of where I was. I was working for WYSP, the late, great WYSP at the time, and it was 2008. And it was the final day of the regular season. Mm-hmm. And the Eagles were playing the Cowboys at 4:00. And everybody remembers this because the Eagles weren't it wasn't likely that they were even going to have a chance to even make the playoffs. Of course, they ended up in the NFC Championship game that year. But three things had to happen for the Eagles to have a chance to make the playoffs. The first thing that had to happen is the Bears had to lose to to Houston. The Vikings had to beat the Giants. And what I remember is the Bucks had to lose to the Raiders. And the Raiders stunk that year. I think Jamarcus Russell was a quarterback that year. And everyone was watching that game. There was nobody in the lower bowl. There was no one in the stadium at all.
It was pregame. I was doing the pregame. And I remember that.
And I remember sitting with the YSP people watching it. And as soon as the Raiders won, everyone filled in, like the stadium inside filled in as quick as you've ever filled it. And I just knew it was one of those moments where you knew the Cowboys had no chance. You just knew. And it was 3-3. And I think the Eagles scored first, and then the Cowboys kicked a field goal. And it was
because the Cowboys needed to get in too, right?
It was win or go home for both teams.
Both teams. Yeah.
And 44-6, you just saw. And I remember Dawkins that day. Yep. I just remember Dawkins coming out onto the field with the sort of energy that you remember Brian Dawkins having all the time.
We also thought that could have been his last. It was his last home game.
His last home game is.
It was his last home game. And we thought at that time it could be his last home game.
Yeah, because we had to go on the road for all those.
Yes, you're going to be on the road for every playoff game.
Yep. So there it is. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you worried about Jalen Hurts throwing the ball more on Sunday and moving forward? And for next question today, what is your favorite Eagles-Cowboys memory? Starting us off, our leadoff hitter, Corey in Columbus. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, Ike, man, you know Yoshi going to be on you. You ain't no Tribe Called Quest. You already know he going to come in with the call. Come on, Ike.
Well, he was the one that texted me, to be fair.
Oh, Yoshi.
Oh, yeah,
was
I'm
one
sure.
Of
I'm sure.
I ain't doing it. He was like, Lord, Ike ain't never beaten the allegations, man.
All good. Hey, Unc been hitting the head a lot, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Been hitting the head a lot.
Well, also, Corey, and this is important because everyone here at Dudat was thinking like, well, maybe we have to give Ike credit for that if we steal it.
No, I knew Ike does not get credit.
Don't do that, y'all. Y'all already know I don't even need to get into the whole Jalen Hurts thing. I'm not worried about him having to throw the ball more. Like, the thing with the whole ankle injury is, like, Jalen Hurts, like what Jack was saying, like, oh, we got to worry about him for the future. Like, he's been our quarterback for four seasons, and he only missed three games. Like, I'm not worried about, like, him missing games. Like, if you look at Lamar Jackson last night, he was on the injury report all week with a knee. Did he look hurt? No. So it's like –
Can I make a different comparison though, Corey, than Lamar?
Yeah,
because I think Lamar is sort of one of one from an athletic standpoint. Doesn't mean you can't play through injuries or anything like that. But the thing that makes me think of is Cam Newton, and because what happened with Cam, it wasn't like an injury stopped him, but it was he wasn't a great passer, right? And it was all of these little things, just slowed him down, and I guess what I worry is that he didn't have like a typical quarterback has the okay, I can't move around as much, but I'm just going to stay in the pocket and pick him apart anyway. And Cam didn't have that, and I worry that Jalen doesn't have that. So it's less about worrying about the injury and more about if his athleticism is dinged enough that he doesn't have that.
But I don't think that they said rest on the thing on the injury report, but it's like it ain't like he wearing no ankle brace or he like missing 3 or 4 days of practice. Like, they just said it was rest. Like, I honestly feel like, I mean, I play football.
Ike knows what I'm talking about.
You deal with injuries throughout the season. So I mean, I get it, like, you know, it's gonna raise caution. I'm not worried. So let me get to the game on Sunday. I just want us to beat the Cowboys. Like I said, I'm kind of getting nervous because the Cooper Rush thing. Like, everyone's thinking it's about to be a blowout. I'm the one that started the funeral coming on Sunday, but we still got to show up to play. Like, they ain't going just like lay over and die. Like, you know, Micah Parsons, He talked more than he played, but all of a sudden, he been out all these weeks. Now, all of a sudden, he want to play versus the Eagles. Because, you know, it's a wide
well, he's got a big podcast to do on that.
That's right.
He want to talk about it. So it's like, I just want to go out here, put these boys in a coffin, you know, send them on their way, and then we move on to the next game. I'm happy everybody healthy. Birds on Sunday, big win. Let's get the W in Dallas. We ain't winning Cincinnati all, in a long time. We ain't winning New Orleans in a long time. It's the season of trends, baby. Let's get this done.
I like that.
Corey, you have a favorite? Yeah, you have a favorite Cowboys Eagles memory?
You stole mine, Spike. All right, real quick. Hey, my man Bros needs more time on his hockey talk.
Oh, here we go.
All right.
Here we go.
I see this alliance.
Stick to the Blue Jackets.
Hey, cut back on some of that. Cut back on that top 5-5. He don't need 30 minutes.
Oh! My favorite Whose side are you on?
Well, you got a point there, Corey.
The top 5-5 is 8 minutes tops.
It is not.
Unless we're cooking.
At least 15 minutes. Yeah.
It's the highest rated segment in the history of WIP.
But my favorite moment is the Thanksgiving game. When Shady went crazy, and then he threw He threw up the dead X, and then he hit the home run, started Shady bouncing. It was on Thanksgiving too. Oh my god, that was a good day, man. That was a good day.
Yeah,
I was
gonna be in shock that
day. Funeral, wearing black.
Oh, wearing black. Sunday?
Yeah. Well, no, he keeps talking about funeral. That. Yeah.
The Cowboys wore blue that game.
Oh, did they?
I don't know why they did that.
Were they home?
Yeah, they were home.
What? That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why they did that.
Huh? That's interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So. Coming up next, first of all, you know, in 20 minutes, we'll have Kostos, who, if you're making bets this weekend, you're going to want to listen to Kostos. Kostos has been cooking for us a little bit lately.
He has.
He's been cooking. And also, a very, very sad moment for Howard, as I think he may have hurt himself again in the Eagles Insider of the Year rankings. So we have some audio. I don't want to oversell this. Jack, is it fair to call the audio shocking?
Always shocking.
Okay. The audio
You're not going to want to miss it.
Yeah, the audio is shocking. So that's next. We want to know, are you confident with Jalen throwing the ball more and your favorite Eagles-Cowboys memory? 215-592-9494. We are at Lansdale Family Dentistry with our friends at the Dudat Dental Group. It is a party. I know it sounds like you're at a dentist's office. That's not a party. It is a party. I see them setting it up outside. There's food from Philly Pretzel Factory in Plymouth Meeting, from Harvest in North Wales. There's going to be food, drinks. Reed Blankenship will be here at 4 o'clock. So come out and join us. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.